With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. A privately funded nonprofit that manages a nature reserve in northeast Montana is offering bison harvest opportunities for the fourth time. Caitlin Nicholas with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
American Prairie Reserve will offer 26 chances to hunt bison through an online drawing, the most they've offered since they started their annual bison harvest in 2018. Most of the tags will be awarded to Montana residents, tribal members, and local charities. George Horse Capture Jr., the director of tourism for Ani Nakota Tours on the Fort Belknap Reservation, says these hunts are an effective way to practice bison management.
Since we're lacking of some of the major predators that buffalo are more familiar with from their ancestors' days, sometimes as humans we take that role of being a predator and, you know, management is very, very important, and I know it brings me comfort to know it's still going on.
Last year, more than 2,500 people entered for 16 slots. Those interested must enter before June 30th. Winners will be announced on July 10th and are required to pay a $300 fee. The proceeds will go to maintaining the reserve. The entry form and rules are online at americanprairie.org/bison-harvest. Caitlin Nicholas, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Caitlin Nicholas is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Tribal Affairs reporter. Montana has the seventh lowest 2020 census return rate among all states after one-fifth of its households weren't initially mailed invitations to participate. Kevin Trevlin with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports counting has been especially difficult in rural reaches of the Treasure State.
Roughly 52% of Montanans have responded to the U.S. Census Bureau so far, according to an update delivered to the State Districting and Apportionment Commission on Wednesday. That's about 9% lower than the nationwide return average, which alarmed Joe Lamson and other commissioners.
I am fearful that we are setting ourselves up for a major undercount in both our rural counties as well as our reservation communities at this point.
A lot is riding on the census, including millions in federal funding and whether Montana gets a second seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. But the novel coronavirus pandemic halted fieldwork for several months. State Census Chief Mary Kregel said that was a serious bottleneck in Montana, which relies heavily on door-to-door info drop-offs. The state wants to reach a minimum goal of 60% self-response in each county, which only Cascade, Lewis and Clark, Missoula, Silverbow, and Yellowstone have reached so far. Each of those counties has sizable urban populations and strong broadband internet access. The Census Bureau doesn't mail invitations to P.O. boxes in many rural route addresses, however, so 20% of Montana households didn't initially receive paperwork. Many rural counties feature return rates of 20% or lower.
These low percentages are very concerning. We have a long way to go.
Kregel said almost no households in Indian Country were mailed census info. Workers fill those gaps by leaving questionnaires at doorstops, but that hasn't happened on all of Montana's reservations yet. Six of them have a return rate of 16% or lower. Districting and Apportionment Commissioner Jeff Essman.
If we don't have these rural counties and our native populations properly counted, we're not going to be getting that second congressman.
Kregel says census workers could start knocking on the doors of non-responders in August. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Kevin Trevlin is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America State House reporter. The Montana Health Department announced 8 new cases of COVID-19 from more than 1,400 additional tests. 6 of the cases announced Wednesday are from Gallatin County and 2 are from Bighorn County. Gallatin County officials voted Tuesday to allow bars, restaurants, breweries, distilleries, and casinos to stay open until 12:30 a.m. Late May, a false positive COVID-19 case was reported in Missoula County. And since Missoula has gone weeks without a positive case, the Montana Health Department called for the person to be tested again. The second test came back negative. State wildlife officials say a grizzly bear has been sighted nearly 80 miles northeast of Great Falls. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports that's well east of past grizzly sightings.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks grizzly specialist Wesley Sarmento says in 2017 there were reports of grizzlies near Stanford, but those bears could have come from the nearby mountainous Yellowstone ecosystem to the south. A grizzly spotted near Big Sandy Sunday is the farthest either the Yellowstone or Glacier National Park populations have ventured onto the eastern plains of Montana. FWP says it shows that bears are continuing to recolonize the prairie lands they haven't inhabited for decades. FWP suspects the grizzly near Big Sandy is a young wandering male. The bear got into dog food and killed a couple of chickens. Wildlife officials are educating area residents not accustomed to bears about how they can reduce conflict. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Plans are in the works to permanently repair a major Montana highline water system that collapsed last month. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's Milk River Project St. Mary Canal is a water lifeline for the Blackfeet and Fort Belknap reservations and other communities along the High Line, as well as recreation, wildlife habitats, and irrigators. On May 17th, the water stopped flowing when Drop 5, a concrete drop structure north of Cutbank, collapsed. An inspection by the Bureau of Reclamation, Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, and the Milk River Joint Board of Control on May 27th decided the structure could not be fixed. They determined Drop 5 as well as Drop 2, another high-risk drop structure, needed to be immediately replaced. The Milk River Joint Board of Control and DNRC are in charge of the construction to be performed by Sletten Construction. It takes place on the Blackfeet Reservation, so complete cultural clearance and permitting must be concluded by the tribe before construction can begin. The goal is to have everything completed by late summer. A price tag has not been announced. The Milk River Project is over 100 years old and is among the oldest of the Bureau of Reclamation's infrastructures. It has been the focus for decades of past and present members of Montana's congressional delegation trying to secure federal funding for repair of the aging system. According to the Bozeman Chronicle, a Gallatin County judge reduced bail Wednesday from $500,000 to $25,000 for a Florida man arrested in connection to a string of thefts last month, believed to be part of an organized crime ring. The decision came as protesters and attorneys inside and out of the courtroom argued the high bail was excessive, oppressive, and based on, quote, his race and not the criminal history and the facts of this case, end quote. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.